might remember that old film, The Bells of St. Mary's, starring Ingrid Bergman and, what's the other one?
Bing
Crosby, that's it. And there's this kind of, a little bit of a humorous scene where Bing Crosby, he's the pastor of the parish, and he's going into the St. Mary's school, it's a Catholic school, and Sister Mary Benedict calls one of the students up to recite some prayers in his name. The student's name is Luther. And when she says, Luther, now stand up and say these prayers, and the priest goes, Luther, how did he get here? And Sister Mary Benedict says, we never know. And it kind of reminds me of the gospel today, because you know, perhaps when we get to heaven and we go through the pearly gates, St. Peter will introduce us to people who we thought, how did they get here? You know, why is he here? Or why is she here? And but we never know. It reminds us too that what happens in the gospel. By the way, this is not an economic system that we would hope to have in our own world. Somebody who works only an hour gets the exact same wage as somebody who worked the whole day. Maybe that's what communism is all about, but that's not, it wouldn't really work in this kind of real life. People get, you know, how did they get here? You know, people we least expect. But it reminds us too that something that Pope, or Cardinal Ratzinger at the time, Pope Emeritus Benedict, pointed out, I thought was really a profound insight. If we could be saved in a different way, in an easier way, would we take it? You know? If somebody who just lives, you know, an hour of their Christianity in this life, it makes it to heaven, and we've tried to live our life of heaven, you know, for our entire life, and of course we've had to give up things. We can't do that, and we can't do this, and we shouldn't do that, right? And would we be envious? Would we be jealous? Would we be angry with God that I really worked hard, and that person hardly worked at all, and they got it, you know? Why is God's mercy so beneficent? But he has the question, he says, you know, why do we think that being kind of unemployed is better than not being employed? You know? Why is it that our salvation and our happiness at being Christian would depend on the fact that there's those who won't be as fortunate? Because he's asking the question, he says, today in our own mind, we think that, you know, my next door neighbor, he may not be Catholic, but he's a good person. You know, they should be able to probably make it to heaven, and so should I. We're not likely to think that because this person, the person's name is Luther and they're in a Catholic school, that they shouldn't be there, you know? They could be a good student, so on and so forth. So we don't think in sort of olden terms to say, well, this person has to be absolutely converted, they have to be Catholic, and so on and so forth. I said, so why do we have to struggle so hard? Why do we have to work so hard for it? It's like, isn't it better to have worked for the Lord, to be employed in his vineyard, than not? Do we still have to go out and preach to the nations? We still have to go out and be a witness to the transforming power of Christ. That just sitting around and being idle all day is not worth it. So the Lord reminds us that he has entrusted his vineyard to us. He has given us a task in his vineyard. That we've got to try to fulfillment ourselves, help also to bring others to work for the Lord, to work in his vineyard. So if at any time we think that, I shouldn't have to work so hard, or why is it, let's remember that it is the Lord who has really invited us, who has come to work for him. And if he's the one who's invited us, then we have it all. We have everything. And we don't need to grumble no matter how hard we need to work. Because the point is, God wants all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, whether it's in the last hour or it's their whole life. But the Lord will reward us justly for our deeds.